to Go Yard with Mama Mac, helping you to hit a home run in life when you feel like striking out.
All right, now, here we are. It's Go Yard time, and we're glad to be here, right here tonight in the studio, and it's an exciting big night for us. I'm Mama Mac, along with my co-host, the famous Dr. Angel Falzone, who is always right on every show, right? With all of this expert advice and help with as life coaching, which is what this show is all about. And so what's the Go Yard thing all about, Dr. Angel?
The Go Yard thing is a baseball term for hitting a home run. So this Go Yard thing is all about learning to hit the home runs in life.
So, and how do we do that?
We do that one day at a time.
Because there you go. That's right. And there's a whole lot of things in life that happen to us that we just don't know what to deal with, right? I mean, life is complex and life can be difficult, painful, and all that.
Life happens.
It happens, yes. And so we are excited tonight because this is the first time on our show that we've actually gone live on Facebook for this show. And as a result of that, we hope to pick up some new listeners and watchers and all of that. And this is a big thank you to you, Pete, the engineer, who has arranged all of this beautiful lighting and set us up.
You're welcome. It looks good in there.
It looks good.
Yeah. Sounds good. Looks good. And, you know, it's going to be for the future. So here we go.
That's right. So this show, we can be on our timelines on Facebook afterwards.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And so you can watch it there. And if you missed it, so that's cool. Thank
Absolutely.
You, Pete.
Absolutely.
All right.
You're welcome.
We're in part three of a series we started a couple weeks ago, and it is called, well, Blind Man's Bluff.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's also called Red Flag Blinders. And it's all about those things in our life, those situations that happen in relationships where we see red flags, we see situations that are like, I don't know about this, but often we go right on plowing into a situation that may not be very good. And so this whole concept's been on our heart the last few weeks, and this is part three tonight of Red Flag Blinders or Blind Man's Bluff, because so often we are bluffed into not seeing the truth, right?
You know, that happens all the time. It's you know, when we get in these new relationships, we kind of are wearing those proverbial rose-colored glasses.
Sure.
And, you know, we're kind of sideswiped when something goes wrong, but we had flags along the way. We just ignored those flags. So
yes.
This show is all about how to identify those flags and what to do with them.
Because so often when we don't do anything about what we see, we get in deeper and deeper into situations that may be a situation that's just very wrong for us, a relationship that may not be good and whatever. And we have a hard time recognizing these flags sometimes.
We do. And when we're in it and we're in the moment, we do struggle. And usually it's after the fact that we're like, oh, well, I did see this and I did see that. But we don't get it in the moment.
Right. In the moment. And we encourage you to check out the podcast right here on TantalkNetwork.com. Go to podcasts. Go down to the name of our show, which is Go Yard. Our Sunday show is Living the Good Life. So those are the names of the shows we do every week. But you'll find them under the podcast tab right here, plus our own individual websites. This website, GoYard2014.org, and we have a lot of shows there, and they are titled, etc. So people, we want them to be able to go back and catch shows they've missed in a series in particular, don't we?
Absolutely. And not only that, I mean, we have almost 4 years of shows now up on our website. And, you know, when we've done a show, you might not have been there in that moment.
Right.
And now life happens and you find yourself struggling dealing with your teenager or feeling anxious or depressed. Go back. Those shows are great resources.
They are. And yes, we will be celebrating our fourth year in September. So let's just dig right in to kind of, kind of where we left off last week. We were beginning to talk about common red flags that people often overlook. And I think that's the most important thing. These are issues that people have, and they see these issues sometimes, and sometimes they don't see them. Sometimes they see them and they do nothing about them, right?
Correct. Yes.
And just as a little reminder here, we talked last week about so many times where people in a new relationship, the person's talking all about their ex all the time. Why is that a problem? Why shouldn't we talk about that?
Well, you know, especially in the beginning when they're always talking, it's the amount of time they're spending, because it usually tells us they're not finished. They have right. unfinished business back there with their ex, and they're bringing it forward.
Right. And so it's something to look out for if that's all they can talk about, right?
Oh, definitely.
And sometimes people tell us that they go out to dinner with this person, you know, several times, and they really like them. But the person is always talking about not just their ex, but the fact that their ex was crazy.
Oh, yes. That's a huge
one. Or all of their exes were crazy, right? Is that a red flag?
That is a red flag, because when we are dating everybody that's crazy, who's the common denominator? So either we like dating crazy people, or maybe we're having an issue ourselves. And so that is a flag to look for.
All right. Okay. And we mentioned this last week. A lot of people really use sex as a tool, right?
Yes.
And they get involved with someone for the sex.
Yes.
I mean, point blank, there's nothing we don't talk about here on this show. And that's one of those issues. And sometimes that's why people get involved with the wrong people.
Absolutely. That's one of the big reasons why. And so they can use sex as a tool for manipulation to get you to do what they want.
Right.
Sex is not a tool.
No. It should not be. Absolutely not. And last week we were talking about this, made this the last point. What happens, Dr. Angel, when you're in a relationship with someone? Let's say it's a relatively new relationship, and you've had some disagreements, you've had some situations, and something just doesn't sit right, and you bring it up to that person, but they won't apologize.
Yes, that would be a very big flag, because everyone's human, so we got to throw in the human factor, and everyone makes mistakes, and if you can't own a mistake,
right,
there's a big problem there, and we're not going to be able to work through conflict in the relationship at all
right.
going forward. So we need people that can take an honest look of themselves and take responsibility for their actions and be able to admit, yeah, I did mess up.
But we both know of people in situations, and maybe we've been in some of those, where when you bring something up, hey, this doesn't sit right, or why did this happen? And the other person said, you know, storms out, and you don't hear from them for days, and then they call and they act like nothing ever happened.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
What do you call that? There's got to be a type for that.
No, that is common that happens. And, you know, we need to be able to, in a relationship, any kind of relationship, romantic, family, friendship, coworkers, that ability to take ownership and apologize
right.
is important.
Take ownership. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so when a person won't apologize, when they put it back on you, for instance, your listener, and they're just saying, but you did this and then you made me do this.
Yes.
This is the reason I got mad and hit you, because you, I mean, that's a classic abuser technique, isn't it?
That is absolutely
yeah.
a classic abuser.
Yeah, because so often they are so blame shifting that they mm-hmm. cannot, nor do they want to, take any responsibility or blame for the situation perhaps that they created.
Yes, and so that is a red flag. So if
right.
you're seeing that in your relationships, that is something that you know, a flag is a warning. So you have a warning that something is not okay.
There's the warning sign. Absolutely. And listeners, we're glad you're joining us tonight. And again, we are on Facebook Live right now. You can go to the Go Yard page on Facebook.
Actually, go to her Angel Falzoni's page, and then if you go to your wall, you'll see it on there also.
Okay, Marcia McAllister
yep,
or Angel
yep.
Falzoni. Go
Coming.
There.
It looks great.
And it's looking really good and professional. Pete, you are amazing. Love all these cameras, lights, cameras. Here we are.
People Action. Don't know, but I'm actually really a TV guy, not necessarily just
I know
a radio
you
guy.
Are. So that's the next step. Get us on TV, brother.
Yeah, well, you're on TV. There you go.
TV. There we go. Hey, it's fun, though. And so
there you go. Have fun.
We're glad you're all enjoying this. And yeah, call a friend and say, hey, check this out. All right, there's that huge crowd that's here in the studio with us, right? So if you just joined us, we are trying something very new tonight, and that's lights, camera, action, Facebook, and perhaps on YouTube soon also. So that's our goal, and we want to get these shows out. Why? And I know we'll get back to our point in a minute. Why is this so important, the stuff that we talk about week after week right here on Go Yard?
It's stuff that everybody goes through at some point in their life, and sometimes we need a little help. We get stuck, and
yeah.
so we find ourselves in this rut. We're just existing. We're not living, and that's not how we should be doing our life.
And since we are new to Facebook tonight on this, I want to state your credentials for those who may not know that you are a PhD licensed mental health counselor, that you work every day in that field, that you counsel people, you have people that work under you, that you do a lot of foster care and all kinds of stuff. Professionally, you have the credentials there, the creds, right?
The creds, yes.
You got them, you got them. For me, I've been a pastor for many, many years, plus high school teacher, etc., and a realtor, and a lot of years of common sense experience, but not a licensed counselor like you are. So anyway, back to these points. So often, one of the red flags that's huge in relationships is when people don't fight fair. Do you want to explain that?
Oh, yes.
Not fighting fair. What does that mean?
That is a huge flag in a relationship. And fighting fair means that I am blaming you all the time for something that's happening, or I don't let you speak.
Right.
Or I come at you with an argument when you're not prepared for it.
Exactly.
Like that first thing in the morning or right before you're settled for bed, and all of a sudden, boom, I'm going to hit you with an argument. So fighting fair is a respectful thing in a relationship. You know, a lot of times when people come into me for, you know, relationship counseling, they're like, Dr. Angel, I just want you to know we have never had a fight in our relationship.
To me, that's always a red flag,
that
Angel.
Is.
I mean, when somebody says we've never had a fight, I used to hear that as a pastor years ago in Indiana. No, we've never had a fight. Well, then how come you guys always act like you hate each other?
Exactly. I feel sorry for them.
You know?
But fighting fair is an important concept when we do have conflict.
But it's a good thing, right?
We don't want to be blowing up, yelling, screaming, you know, putting people down. That is not a fair way to have an argument or a fight.
Right. But talking it out, fighting fair, sometimes you have to make an appointment to have a fight.
Yes.
We've talked about this on some of our shows, that instead of blowing up in the moment, you calm down. Okay, tomorrow afternoon,
let's set time aside talk about this.
Saturday afternoon, kids are going to be here with grandma and grandpa or whatever. Let's sit down and talk.
And that's not just a fight. That's working through conflict.
That's right. So these are all good ideas. But when this is the red flag right here. When somebody does not want to fight fair, when they don't want to be conversing at a normal voice level, instead all they can do is raise it several decibels, that's a problem.
That is a huge problem.
Okay.
And that just grows as a relationship grows.
And what about the ones who keep score? I've got hiccups coming on and they're going to stop right now. What about the persons who keep score in the relationship, and explain that so I can get a big drink of water?
Yeah,
okay?
You go. So keeping score in a relationship is when we remember everything wrong that other person has done and we bring it up time and time and time again.
Right.
Every fight we go through or disagreement, well, everything, our laundry list comes back into play.
Right. And what's wrong with that?
That's not okay.
Why is that not okay? Tell our audience.
That's very unhealthy.
I agree. It's
for
not
our relationships, because that means we haven't really gotten through that. So
we haven't
I'm
dealt
just
with it.
Adding to
yes.
it.
Yes. So we haven't dealt with it. We are just continuing to bring it up. But we're trying to make a point, right? Usually, or we're trying to just burn it in a little deeper, the problem?
We are. And so when we keep bringing it up, there was no forgiveness, there was no resolution, and that relationship suffers.
Yeah, absolutely. You keep saying we, and it's not we. We don't do this because we're learning, but a lot of people do, right?
Yes.
Okay. And this keeping score thing is a problem. There's a problem, I think, so often, a big red flag is when there's a lot of self-centeredness.
Oh, self-centeredness is a huge red flag, because relationships are give and take.
Right.
Now, you know, when we're talking about blind man's bluff and relationship red flags, a lot of this, you know, kind of relates to a romantic relationship.
Usually, yeah.
But this
doesn't have to, does
doesn't
it?
Doesn't have to.
No.
You're correct. This can be our friendships. These can be, you know, close relationships and other kind. And self-centeredness steals from a relationship.
Absolutely.
We have to have give, we have to have take to have a healthy relationship. And
right.
so when it's all about me,
yeah.
I'm not giving to you.
Right.
And so that other person's going to have a deficit, that other person's going to feel resentful, they're going to feel that hole happening, and it definitely starts to put conflict
You know,
there.
A lot of people start relationships, or they're dating off of being online, which we discussed last week, and you can catch that show and figure that out. But a lot of times in that getting to know someone, they are just talking about themselves without mm-hmm. asking about the other person very much, right?
Very true. Very yeah. true. You know, a lot of people, that's their favorite subject is themselves. And you can sit there and they will just go on and on. So how do you know when someone's self-centered, when everything's all about me?
Right.
When it's always I.
Right.
And I'm not showing any interest in you or your thoughts or what you're going through.
Right. And instead of really asking questions to help you understand this person or get to know them, it's really all centered about that same person. And that's really a red flag, don't you think?
It is. And, you know, that is very much a red flag. And we'll see the self-centered stuff, and we don't always put our attention there. And it might be, you know, someone might text you or call you, oh, how are you doing? And you might be, I'm really having a hard day today, and their response may be, oh, good, so they can talk about their stuff.
Yes.
And they thought they
oh
were giving.
Oh, my gosh, yes. That's some of our listeners
for.
Right now are going, oh, my gosh, that happened to me, because that is very common.
And you're
where
like,
they kind of talk right over you,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they are so determined to say what they want to say, right?
Yes, that they're not even hearing that
right.
how are you is not really how are you. It's, you know, the social grace to get to how I am.
Right.
And so watch for that.
The obligatory, how are you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. And the person in a relationship who constantly puts your opinions down. I've heard this for years in pastoral counseling that, you know, every idea I come up with, she, you know, says, no, we're not doing that. Or he says, oh, that'll never work, right?
Absolutely. And compromise is an important quality in every
right.
relationship, especially our romantic relationships. And so, you know, a lot of times people find this one way that I want things done, but we don't realize there's many ways to do something.
Sure.
And different is not wrong.
Right.
And it has to be a little bit of each of us, or we're not having a healthy relationship.
Right. And sometimes this escalates to the point where the person whose opinion is never wanted or valued just shuts up and quits
yes.
presenting ideas or presenting, I'd really like to go camping sometime, or, oh no, we're never going camping, or, you know, I'd really like to go on a cruise. No, I'm never going to get on a boat, you know, that kind of stuff. And so they eventually squelch mm-hmm. all those things they want to do, but feel like they're going to be vetoed, so why even bring it up, right?
Yes.
They lose their voice.
They do lose their voice because they've given it up. And time, and the longer that goes on, the higher that risk for that relationship to completely fall apart.
Right.
Because everyone has an identity. We all have things that are important to us, and we need to have them celebrated.
Well, we need to have them celebrated, and we need to know that our voice has value.
Yes.
Especially
right? with those who are closest to us.
Yes. Right. And this is a real problem. That's why we're doing this three-part mm-hmm. series on this topic of red flag blindness, because so many people see those kinds of things early on in a relationship and they think, oh, well, that'll get better after I get to know him. Or,
right.
Or, you know.
They
right?
do. And, you know, I've heard a lot of excuses on this in the counseling room of, you know, well, they just got to know that I'm good at what I do, or so
right.
they can trust me, and then they'll hear what I have to say. And after time, that
yes.
does not
yes.
usually get better.
Because that person is usually I-centered or
mm-hmm.
egocentric or narcissistic or whatever the case may be. So it doesn't matter how many different ways you present that you want to go on a cruise. Oh, it's our anniversary, or whatever the case may be. If they're dead set against that idea, they're not going to come around, generally mm-hmm. speaking, no matter how much pressure and how much you cry.
Absolutely, and that's true. And it boils down to respect.
Oh, that's good.
And so
I
that's
like that.
Why this is such a huge
that.
Issue in a relationship, because the heart of this, not hearing you, not acknowledging you, not giving you value,
right.
is I don't respect you.
Yeah, yeah.
And
so your opinion doesn't matter, right? Because my opinion's the only one that really counts.
And when we are looking at foundations of relationships, you know, trust and truth are on the foundation, but respect is right there, right on top of that. It's a very important foundational aspect of healthy
right.
relationships.
I did a Facebook post yesterday for our ministry, and the whole concept was trust is based on truth. And I've found that to be true in my few years, right? Trust is based on truth. And if you really are having somebody that's lying to you, is shifty, not telling you the whole thing, it's very hard to trust them, right? Trust has to be built over time. It doesn't just happen.
No,
you don't
yes.
wake up one morning and there you trust completely, right?
But, you know, we're doing that. We just don't have real trust. And then we have these relationships that are, haven't built
that
trust.
Temporary trust.
Yes. And, you know, trust, real trust, takes a long time to build and can break in an instant.
It can.
Because truth.
Right.
Is a really important quality of trust.
Well, and some people don't want to look at the truth that this person doesn't really care about my opinions or does not value my desires. I want to do this, I want to do that, and they don't really care. And therefore, that really is truth, but we don't want to look at that because we want that relationship so bad. Oh, he's so cute. You know, oh my gosh, look at his body. You know, that kind of stuff, right?
I hear it all the time.
Right.
And, so what we're doing is we're selling ourselves short, and then we're miserable, and we're wondering why we're so miserable.
Absolutely. We're going to talk about red flags you cannot ignore in just a moment, and therefore you cannot, go off this channel. Stay with us, and we're going to come right back here in a minute with a great song that Dr. Angel has picked out, and Pink, right?
Yes.
And the title of it is? Oh, well, you're going to hear it right now. And don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Prompt professional service is what you will receive when you allow Marcia McAllister of Charles Rittenberg Realty to help find that perfect home or list your home for sale. With over 23 years of experience in the Tampa Bay area, you will enjoy a smooth transaction from start to finish. Call Marcia today at 727-417-0707. Now is a great time to buy or sell a home. Call Marcia McAllister at 727-417-0707.
This is Megan, an independent ambassador for Plexus, the pink drink. There is finally a healthy solution to help you lose weight. It's a most natural product that will burn fat, not muscle. People around the country are experiencing amazing results, and you can too. Check out my independent ambassador website for my contact info, testimonials, and product information at mkramer.myplexusproducts.com.
Don't turn it off now. You need this stuff. Tampa Bay's Tan Talk Radio Network.
Cool song. All right.
And it was called Please Don't Leave Me.
Please Don't Leave Me. And that's what happens a lot of times in these relationships that are dysfunctional. There comes a point where somebody's going, I can't stay. Right?
Yes, they are.
Wow. And we're glad you've joined us tonight. It's our very first time to go live right here with Go Yard. And this show will be up on YouTube soon. And we're excited about this new venture. Lights, camera, action. Right?
Yes, very much excited.
Yes, our big thanks to our engineer, Pete, and he is the best. We are in a series right now. If this is the first time that you've watched Go Yard, we are almost 4 years into our show, and this series is all about red flags in our lives and relationships, especially romantic relationships, and it can be friendship relationships, too, or work relationships. Do you really want to be that close friend with that person at work, or are there some red flags? Red flags are those things that sometimes we see, sometimes we don't seem to see. Maybe they look just kind of pink, not red. And, but they are real. And so if you missed the first two shows on this series, go right here to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts and go to Go Yard and you can catch up. And so red flags you cannot ignore. And we're going to also ask the question here in this second part of this show tonight. When do you walk away from a situation? A relationship. When do you go, okay, that was it. That was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. And so maybe some of these questions that we're about to talk about will help you know and give you a better idea of when it's time to go, that's it. No. Okay. Enough already. Right?
True. And then, you know, I think for everyone that answered that question, there's a little bit difference in variance.
Oh, sure.
Because it's about what's important to me.
Right.
And so we need to know what are those things that we don't want to have to put up with for the rest of our lives or we're, you know, is hurting us instead of something we can work through.
Well, I think a lot of times, Dr. Angel, a lot of people don't even realize that they're seeing red flags. They just are a little uncomfortable. They're a little mm-hmm. like, ugh. That's not right.
Yes,
something's wrong
them.
There. But they don't really see them as a red flag. It's almost like a traffic light when it's turning yellow and you go, I got time.
I'll make that
light, you know?
Well, when we talked in the first show about, because we put so much emphasis on their awesomeness and all their great qualities.
All their awesomeness.
That we're ignoring some pretty important stuff underneath.
Yeah. And so when you feel that something is just not sitting right, that's a red flag coming on.
Yes, it is. You know, we need to trust our instincts. Our body is very attuned into what's happening. And when we feel like something's not right, that's usually because something's not right.
And I can remember in relationships, and this was many years ago, but when I did sit down to try to talk to this person and say, you know what, we need to work on this, or this is a problem. You know, I want to talk to you about this. And then the reaction was Storm City. Right? The reaction was screaming and yelling and turning it on me, whatever it was. Not that I didn't feel like I had part of the blame of whatever it was. But I remember the pit in my stomach I got. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yes.
It feels like, it's like a major infestation of butterflies right then. And you just know, like, oh, this isn't going to go well. I've been there so many times. You know what I mean?
I sure do know what you mean. And I think we all have felt those things. We sometimes just ignore it.
Right.
And not give it its warning, that our body is giving us a warning sign that something here isn't right. Something isn't feeling right.
Right. And so we need to pay more attention to those. Here's some things you can't ignore. If your partner treats you poorly and takes you for granted, explain
that. That's a big
one.
So that goes back to our foundation of respect.
Okay.
But I'm hearing that, you know, people are getting treated poorly. There's inequalities in this relationship. Maybe they're utilizing bad, you know, words, calling you, cursing at you when they're upset at you.
Yes.
That is treating someone poorly. Taking someone for granted when you expect them to carry all the load of what's happening.
Right.
Maybe do all the housework or make all the money, or
I'll give you one because I've lived this one. When you're with somebody at home and things are relatively calm except for the blow-ups, and then you get in public around friends and you are put down by your spouse and made fun of and yelled at in front of other people, that's a red flag, Dr.
Angel.
That's
being treated poorly.
That's happened to me. I've lived that one, and it is not a fun place to live. To be.
No, it is not. And it really hurts that person individually when they're experiencing that. A lot of times relationships, what will happen is if someone's like a big giver, they'll attract takers.
Oh, yes, and yes, yes.
So the taker will kind of make them think that I'm giving you something, but they're not. And so that they're running that person, they're taking advantage.
Right.
And that can take a while to see.
Right.
Especially if you have, you know, a giving heart and you want to make someone, you know, just take care of things and help someone. We got to be careful that we need some equality in these relationships.
Well, and we mentioned this word last week or the week before, and it's tone of voice,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And when someone snaps at you, their response, hey, honey, do you want to watch the game tonight? Well, yes, of course I do. You know that. Or, you know, the tone of voice, right?
Tone of voice is really important. We did talk about the...
We talked about that.
The whole communication paradigm. And that tone really gives a lot of meaning to words.
Right.
So a harsh tone, it's disrespectful. It can be very degrading to someone depending on the, you know, environment that it's being used in and the context. But those harsh tones is not respectful.
No, it's not.
It really isn't. It means I'm not valuing you. I'm not respecting you enough to speak to you with, you know, civil tone.
Civil tones. And the partner or spouse who, when he or she reacts to your question, makes you feel like you were stupid for even asking it.
Oh, yes.
Well, I don't know what you call all that, but,
I mean, I've lived that, so, you know. And that's not even just our primary relationships, you know, our romantic. I see this in work relationships.
Yes.
Friendships.
Yes.
Like,
right.
All of them, people tend to utilize harsh tones.
Right. Absolutely.
Especially the longer they've known that person, they get really comfortable and don't think twice about coming at them hard.
What's wrong with that?
It's not okay. It's not respectful.
No, it's not okay,
it's not
at all.
Kind.
Thought I'd turn my ringtone off. Hang on. I did now. It's not kind. And so often in relationships, kindness has gone out the window somewhere. It was maybe on for the first few dates, or it maybe was until that person got what they wanted, and then kindness just like, where'd that go? You know,
where did it go? And so if you're seeing this in the beginning of a relationship, that is huge red flag that this is not going to get better,
right?
Unless we've had some serious intervention, usually it just gets worse. So
right.
If you're in the beginning of a relationship, think about that's usually some of the best treatment we give the person in the beginning,
right? We're trying, the honeymoon stage.
Yes, we're trying to, you know, win them. And when it's not good, that could answer your question, when to walk away.
All right, when to walk away. And the argumentativeness of some people. I mean, I've known people in the workplace. I've known people, clients. I've known people, you know, that come for counseling as a pastor and are saying, you know, this person's always picking a fight with me, always argumentative. I cannot say it right. However I say it is not the best way it should have been said. Do you want to address that, Dr. Angel, the expert?
Yes. Yeah. So argumentative is something I see a lot of. It's coming down to someone trying to make themselves feel more important, usually, than their feelings.
So they really are insecure.
Yes, and
times,
they will, if you say the sky is blue, they'll have an argument.
Yeah.
If you say, you know, it's raining, there'll be an argument, because they are trying to lift themselves up by squashing someone else.
Right.
And that's a huge sign to watch for, because there's some stuff going in there that they don't feel comfortable in their skin. And remember, we get into relationships out of our abundance, not out of our deficits. So when we see deficits that aren't being addressed by that person, it's not going to get better without interventions.
Okay, that's an interesting point, because so often we need something, and that's why we want to get in this relationship. I'm lonely, or I'm tired, or I'm sick, or I'm poor, or I'm whatever, right?
Oh, yeah.
That's a deficit.
That's
right?
A deficit.
Entering a relationship because you need something. And it's going to come across that you are needy, right?
Yes. And that's usually when we find ourselves in a lot of these kinds of relationships, because we're sending off this like sign that I have needs. I need you, someone to fill it. And we get desperate.
Right.
I've heard all kinds. I've been in the Home Depot and heard someone ask the worker there for advice on how to do something, and the worker gave him advice, and the person was arguing with the worker. Like, some people just do this everywhere they go.
Yeah.
And so that's a huge flag to watch for, is that argumentativeness.
Okay. All right. Poor boundaries. Talk to us about that, Dr. Angel.
Oh, gosh. Well, we could do 3 or 4 shows just on boundaries, because we have.
we have done a whole series that's on our website on boundary setting, and that's very important stuff.
But it is important in relationships, because boundaries go down to value and respect.
Right.
You know, a lot of these core is value and respect, and our flags that we see. Boundaries mean I'm respecting your time. Boundaries mean I'm respecting, you know, where we are in this relationship. If you're the person that maybe you don't want to have a sexual relationship until relationships hit a certain milestone or you're married, but this person keeps pushing you, that's a boundary violation.
Exactly.
They're not hearing where you're at.
Right.
And it's respecting their space and giving them opportunity to spend time with their family alone and their friends alone, and not have to count for them every minute of the day.
But I remember this different series we've done on violence, domestic violence, and that kind of thing. Domestic abuse. One of the key factors is when people try to isolate you from other people, right? Mm-hmm. Look out. That is a huge red flag. And by the way, I was just thinking, there's so many good things we've been talking about in the last 2 weeks, and now this is the third week. People should go and listen to these and make a list as they go, if they're having issues with setting, you know, with
any kind of relationship, really, because it does go across. But boundary violations is the heart of any domestic violence relationship. So boundaries are important. So do they hear you when you say you're tired and you want to go to bed? Are they, you know, pressuring you to go do something else? Or are they not hearing your words and your boundaries? So if you're feeling like you're getting pressured a lot, or, you know, kind of that, I have to do this to make this person happy, that's usually a boundary violation.
Right, absolutely. And if they will not respect, if you say, you know what, I need an hour by myself to go sit outside under the tree and read my book or whatever, can you please bathe the kids tonight or something like that? Been there, done that. And so you're there, you're asking something specific. I need this time, to just today, not every night, just today. And the person goes nuts. I mean, that is your job. you're the bather of the kids, or you're the cook and chief bottle washer, or whatever it is you are.
And that's a heart of respect and lack of respect and lack of value and lack of recognizing that we're partnership.
Yeah.
You know, that's a really important, I like utilizing the word partnership because relationships are a partnership.
Right.
And we take care of each other, and that's one of those things we do. And so when your relationship, when you are feeling like you're not valued and respected, it's probably because you're not. And pay attention to that.
Right.
If you value yourself, you're not going to let someone else not value you.
Exactly. The next one you've got on this list is if your partner is not trustworthy. And I know of situations because of years of being married and in relationships, whatever, where I've seen people, how they act at, say, a gathering, a party, whatever. If you see your partner, your spouse, over flirting with this cute new girl that just, you know, started working in his office or whatever, that's a red flag.
Very much a red flag. But I cannot tell you the number of people who have sat in the counseling room with me that have been in married relationships, committed relationships, and they don't have trust for that other person.
Right.
So what we're seeing is, oh, I need their passwords to their phone and their social media accounts and their email accounts because they need to keep checking to make sure that this person's where they're at when they're supposed to
be
there.
But that's control. That's not a good thing.
But that's a lack of trust.
That's a lack of trust.
Or it can be control depending on what's happening, and that's not okay.
Right.
And if you do not have trust for this person, then that relationship can't go forward.
Right.
So that's a flag that, okay, I need to back down. Why am I not having trust?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe about a month ago or 2 months ago, there was a video post blasted through social media of a man in a restaurant. It was kind of like a Hooters type restaurant where the girls wore short shorts. And he walked by a waitress at a table who was talking to the table, and he touched her backside.
Oh my gosh.
And they caught it on security film, and he ended up getting in trouble for it because he wasn't, but he had a woman at the table with him, and he was walking like to the restroom. And that's what some people are dealing with.
Oh, I know.
And they are allowing it.
Right.
I've heard of sitting in the counseling room, people saying, oh, well, you can have a side person because they are so desperate for that relationship.
Wow.
They accept that.
Wow. Not good.
Those are big
Red flags.
I mean, that's
only going to...
It's like a big brick flag.
Yeah.
If you are not feeling... If you cannot trust the person you're with or the friend you have, something needs to happen.
And when people take advantage of each other. So, in whatever way, stay out till 11 or 12 o'clock at night. Don't call. Don't text. Oh, I forgot to call you, honey. I was running late. Yeah, it was a business meeting. Whatever. These are all red flags. We all kind of know those red flags. But I think it's more the little things that happen at home where nobody can see these things, the inconsiderate behavior. Someone saying, well, no, I'm not going to bathe the kids. I don't care how tired you are. No, I'm not going to do it. You know, that kind of thing.
Or making plans with you and constantly canceling at the last minute or not showing, that can be taken advantage. A big one I see in today's culture is happening where a romantic relationship, they move in together, and one person's expecting the other one to be completely the financial burden while the other one sits home and plays video games all day and plays. And that's not okay. That's being taken advantage of.
It so certainly is. Another one is when we are in a relationship and that other person will not listen to what we have to say. They do not care. We kind of touched on this earlier in the show. But when they don't value your opinion or even want to hear what it is, because their mind's already made up.
Or they're talking over you.
Oh, yeah.
Or interrupting you. That is a flag.
And disrespectful, don't you think?
It is disrespectful. You know, we need to be able to communicate. It's a two-way, you know, it works two ways. And so a lot of times people kind of come in like a big bulldozer and they want to get out what they want to get out. And then they walk out before you get a chance to put a word in edgewise.
Right.
That's not okay.
No. I like this one you put on this list. If your partner acts as if you are lucky to be with him or her.
this is pretty common.
You know, most women would want to be with me, he says, etc.
Yes, this is more common than you
it
think.
It is common.
Else would date you with two kids or three kids? Or look, I do a better job than your ex did.
Right.
That's that whole you're lucky to be with me
attitude. You're lucky to be with me. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, so that becomes like this hierarchy relationship where now I'm better than you and you should be lucky to be with me. So you should be serving me and I should be getting my way. And you should be taking care of me because you're lucky to be with me.
Right.
That's not okay.
It's not okay.
And they use all those
these
words.
Things. Yeah, they do use those those same words. So often we just, in a relationship that has a whole lot of red flags, we get accustomed to excusing that bad behavior because we are that, we need that relationship that bad. We want it that bad. I want to be married. I don't want to be divorced. I don't want to be out there on the market again. I don't want to, you know, that kind of stuff.
We do. That we set aside all of our value and all of what makes us happy or content or feel, you know, positive feelings and sacrifice them to be with this other
person.
Well,
basically what we're saying is so often we sacrifice our needs and our wants and really what we wanted out of a relationship and we settle.
We settle. And we can settle for a short period of time, but usually that settle starts getting loud. The needs in our heart start crying and...
And that butterfly infestation in our stomach when we sit down to have a real meaningful talk just is, makes it so much that we don't want to even do that. We just want to ignore and go on because that's uncomfortable.
We do. We want to ignore and go on. One other big red flag that I have noticed in relationships and that a lot of people will ignore is when they're talking about negative things in their past, but we don't see the evidence of change. Like someone is like, yes, I was smoking crack or using drugs or this or that, but we don't see a big evidence of change and we think that this is going to be okay. You know, people can a lot of times not do that bad thing
for a
short period of time.
Just to get the girl.
Then they go right back into
right
it.
Back
and
to
if
it.
You're hearing stories of I did, and we don't see where that evidence is that it's back
gone.
In the past, it's gone, they've moved forward. That can creep up and definitely come right back
in front
of us.
Be a big red flag. All right. So very important when we're talking about red flags is to examine your own motives of why you want this relationship this bad.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Why is it this relationship's important to me?
I mean, few relationships are perfect. We all acknowledge that. There's always going to be things to work on, right? But there's sometimes red flags are like 5,004 and we're sitting there going, man, there's a lot of problems here. But I want to be in a relationship. All my friends are in a relationship, whatever.
Yes. And you know, the shorter a relationship and we start seeing red flags, the more that that's when do you walk away? The longer we've had a relationship and the flags start appearing, we have more to build on to work through it.
Sure.
And so I look at the longevity of a relationship for when people are like, where do we go? Or is this worth working on? Or can we work on it? Mm-hmm. Sometimes we can. Sometimes it can't. It depends on what's happening. But are you afraid of being alone?
Right.
What is your motive?
That is huge right there. And a lot of people keep saying, it's going to get better. It's going to get better. They're hoping for the best. They just know it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. And the problem is, without work on any relationship takes work.
Every relationship takes work by the people in the relationship. And so if you're working harder than the other person, that can be a big problem. Wanting to fix someone. That is such a big one. Women tend to fall in this the most.
All the time.
Because women are fixers.
Once I marry him, I will change him.
I will fix all these problems and we'll be happily ever after. Mm-hmm. And so if you're going into this relationship with this mentality of I'm going to fix or he's not going to use drugs because I'm going to help him or this is going to be a... You are lying to yourself.
Look out.
That's not why we get
so
into
So honesty with ourselves is so important, Dr. Angel, because when we feel these symptoms of red flags, and we know this isn't right. Something's not right here. I mean, I spent 4 hours at a restaurant with this guy, and I didn't get like 10 words in edgewise, and it was all everything, you know, all about him and blah, 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 and how great he is and all that. Red flags.
Red flag. Yes. If that relationship is moving too fast, too soon. Red flag.
And you want to define that?
So, you know, when people are, you know, entering a relationship, whatever relationship, this is not just romantic, when they start throwing out a lot of deep, intimate, personal details before we've built trust, that is a problem.
Yeah.
We give in too much before we've built that level of trust. Or we want to, you know, commit into this relationship into a more serious part too soon. There's usually a big flag there.
And we've mostly been talking about intimate relationships, but let's talk about friendships. Let's talk about work relationships. When you've got a new friend and you're going out and you're having a good time and you just, you know, you're sitting there, maybe you're drinking a couple glasses of wine, whatever, and your tongue gets looser and looser, and you begin to spill all the stuff about your life, right? This is really a problem for a lot of relationships, because a lot of times those people you're spilling it to are not trustworthy, and you haven't spent the time to build that to find out if they are.
True. And then what happens is
someone you're dating. It works the same way.
And our personal business gets spread out or used against us. And then we're hurt and we're betrayed and we're, you know, what happened? Why did this happen? Well, it happened because we gave more than the trust we've built in that relationship. And we need to be careful with that. Real careful. And, you know, another reason why people get in relationships is because they want to be rescued.
Ooh.
Or they want to rescue. So we see a lot of men falling into, I will rescue this person. I will take this single mom with her five kids.
Right.
Or whatever the case is.
Because that can't be a problem at all, right? That's going to work out really well.
And they think, I'm rescuing you. Right. And that goes into that inequality and you're lucky to be with me.
Yeah, you're lucky to be with me. Yeah. Yeah. And or somebody just says, I'm so lonely, I got to be with somebody every day of the week. I've got to have something to do every day, and they cannot do any alone time. That's a red flag.
That is huge. And so when do you walk away? You walk away when we can't fix this, and we're not willing to.
But so often, Dr. Angel, we fall into these problems because we do somewhere down on the inside think we can fix it.
And we can.
And we can be what this person needs. And I'm on my white horse and I'm running to the aid of this person, friend or partner or whatever it might be. And those situations usually end bad.
You're correct. It usually ends very bad. You know, we need to be able to be honest with ourselves, honest with others.
Yeah.
One of the big things I'll see is the people around us will recognize the flags way before we do, and they'll call you and be like, oh, he's kind of, you know, whatever, or she's kind of whatever. And we get so defensive, and now we don't want to talk to them.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Now we're mad at him. Why did he say that? Or why did she say that? Yeah.
Yes. And we don't want to talk. We need to listen.
We need to listen.
Does that mean everything they say is valid? No, maybe not. But we need to listen, because a lot of times people around us can see. And if they're sharing concerns with you, please don't ignore
it. It's like a yellow flag going up to say, caution, go slow here.
When they are seeing.
Yes.
When they are seeing and they're saying, hey, I'm worried for you. I don't feel like you're
like
being
this.
Respected
yes.
or valued.
Yes.
Or I feel like this is moving really quickly.
But what is at the root of all this a lot of times is that a person doesn't want to see what they really are seeing.
Yes.
Right?
Very much at the root. And that's important.
Because they've got their blinders on, as we've been talking about, blind man's bluff. And they're being bluffed a lot of times into believing this person is something they really are not.
Yes, they do.
And they don't want to see that. They want to see, he's so cute type thing, right?
Correct. And so they've over-exaggerated the positive. They ignored the negative. And then and, you know, in months in this, we have all kinds of chaos happening. Maybe this person's depressed or anxious or whatever's going on, and they're confused. And so we need to be honest with ourselves and say, hey, I'm going to look at this with an honest lens.
Right. Journal. We always talk about journaling here. I mean, write it down. Write your concerns down. And learn to trust your gut.
Yes.
You know, your gut it's that thing that you're feeling like, oh man, something's just not quite right here. I don't know what it is. He's saying all the right things or she's saying all the right things. But something doesn't feel right. Talk to me about that.
And when that's happening, that's a great opportunity to stop. And just what's going on around me? What's happening in this moment? Because it's usually, or right before that moment, because it's something in there. It's your body's way of warning you something isn't right.
Right.
It's there. It's for a purpose. When people are sharing concerns, write those down and say, right. Are these valid concerns? Is this happened to, is he not, or she not respecting me? Or are they taking advantage of me? Let's be willing to consider it instead of get defensive. Absolutely. And dismiss it.
And usually it's those people that are, that know you the best, your friends, your family, your mom, whoever, mm-hmm. that are saying, I didn't like the way that he responded to you in front of all of us, or something's wrong there. Didn't you notice that? And the defensiveness usually kicks in if we don't want to see any of these red
Either
flags.
Either we, A, get super defensive, or B, we start making excuses.
Right.
Instead of saying, you know, this person loves me and values me, wow. and I've obviously, they're a part of my life, and they've known me longer than this new person. Maybe I should at least consider
it.
What's
think about it
me.
Go slow. And I think that we've said this a lot in the last these three shows. Go slow down. If you're really thinking this person is going to be your life partner or whatever, slow down and let it have time to develop properly, and don't rush into everything.
Yes,
right away.
If you are so
don't get
in
married
love,
in 6 weeks, don't do
don't.
It
Please don't. I cannot tell you the number of people who do that, though.
Yeah.
Or they go to Vegas for the weekend and they come back
and they get married. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Don't do that. Walk the seasons with this person.
Yes.
Make sure you trust them. If you
yes.
need their password to their phone and all this,
something's
you don't
wrong.
Have a solid relationship.
Right.
And if there's problems, be willing to talk about it in the relationship.
That's right.
And be willing to get help if it needs help.
And I'll go back to what I said yesterday on my Facebook post. Trust is built on truth. And you can't, if you don't have truth and honesty in a relationship and you can't admit how things are bothering you and you can't acknowledge that, how can you ever trust that person?
You can't.
I cannot believe, but we got to get out of here. And Pete, we want to thank you from the bottom of our hearts for this. It's been great. We've enjoyed it. I hope we can hear from you, audience. Let us know if you watched. And we'll put this on YouTube right away. Your son will take care of that soon. And we had two other shows on this. So go to tantalknetwork.com, go to podcasts, and go to Go Yard, the name of this show, to catch up with past shows. Next week, we start a new series. We have no idea what it is yet.
And it's a surprise.
And, of course, we'd always like your suggestions. So you can send those to our text, 727-888-4171. Any suggestions you might have for a series. And this has been
Dr. Angel
and Mama Mac bringing you Go Yard and the cutest engineer in the whole world, Pete. All right. See
you
all next week. God
bless.
Good night.